Hello and welcome to D23 Inside Disney, the show that gives you a look at the latest Disney news and a peek at the people who make the magic at the Walt Disney Company. I'm D23's Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm Candace from Radio Disney.
I'm Sherry from Oh My Disney.
And we're your hosts who will take you inside Disney. Hello there.
Hello there.
So good to see you.
It's good to see you. We're missing someone, though.
We are. Sherry. Sherry's off making magic in other parts of the company right now, so it's just Candace and Jeffrey today.
When you say making magic in other parts, I feel like she's just at Disneyland taking pictures of churros and...
And eating them.
Eating them, yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Although, she's doing more than that.
Although she was with us when we chatted with the fabulous Meg Donnelly, who we will be hearing from a little bit later in the show, talking about Zombies 2.
My girl.
We got to do something really cool that I'm excited for us to talk about yesterday.
Yes. When you have to like sign into a building that's like part of the company, it just feels like super exclusive. But such an amazing time at Walt Disney Animation Studios. We get this cool VR experience, which this is my first time doing VR at all.
I've done The Void before, which is really cool. The Star Wars experience that they have down at Downtown Disney at Disneyland. But so Myth, which we got to do, they just brought to Sundance, which is really cool. And obviously Sundance is huge because of the film festival. And Myth explores the origins of the elements that are highlighted in Frozen 2. And it's told a little bit like a child's bedtime story as narrated by the fabulous Evan Rachel Wood. And we did Cycles.
We did. That was such a good short on Short Circuits on Disney Plus. And seeing it in VR was just, it was wild. You're literally inside the house. You are part of the story.
It was incredible. I do have to say they should have made the VR goggles a little more absorbent because
yes.
I was weeping so much. It was comedic.
Yeah.
In a sad way.
It was. But congrats to those guys on some incredible work over there. All the VR in-house over there.
It's too, so
which
cool.
Is cool.
Yeah. And unusual.
Yeah.
We had a big weekend, Oscar weekend. What did you do?
I watched at home with my son. That's literally it. We played Aww. Legos and watched the Oscars. It was perfect.
That's fun.
Yeah. How about you?
I went to the Oscar party that I mentioned last week.
That's right.
I brought my gourd versus Campari, which did not become a cake as much as it did a bit of a trifle, we'll say. I did bring it in yesterday for you to sample.
I was really impressed by that.
Thank you.
You won. To me, I would have voted you as the winner.
I didn't win.
Sorry about that.
Michael and John are no longer my friends. but the Oscars.
Yes, we should mention some of the big winners. Best animated film, of course, Toy Story 4, which is very cool. I love seeing that cast on social media just react to that win. It was so cute.
So cute. Best, especially our good friend Allie
yes,
Mackie.
In her big pink dress. Oh my gosh, she looks so good.
Yep.
Best sound editing and best film editing went to Ford versus Ferrari, and best adapted script went to Jojo Rabbit. So congratulations to all of those winners.
Shout out to the Frozen 2 crew for that incredible performance of Into the Unknown with all the Elsas from around the world. That was amazing.
Yes, a lot of people were talking about the Thailand representative in the performance and how she's like the next big thing, I guess, now.
She was incredible. They were all incredible.
They were.
Also incredible, Parks blog released a new video highlighting the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, the new multi-day vacation experience coming to Walt Disney World Resort. And the big news, along with this very cool video, is that reservations will be opening later this year. So I am going to be by my computer the moment that those become available. Very, very excited.
I think everyone is.
It's so cool. And there's going to be so many great things to do, and obviously live your Star Wars life and then go visit Galaxy's Edge.
There you go. Well, we got to talk about something new that's now open at Disney Springs. I love to like get together, eat, have some drinks, watch sports. So if that's your jam, City Works Eatery and Poorhouse is now open there at Disney Springs. So this is a Chicago-based brand for all you sports fans. So we're talking like American food, an incredible beer menu with 90 local and global craft brews on tap and 8 wines on draft, if that's your thing, Jeffrey.
Actually, sports in general is not my thing, but I'm looking at the menu and I'm seeing the ahi tuna tacos, the salmon burger, and then the rock and roll brunch on Sundays and Saturdays that they're going to have with the beignets, avocado toast, and mimosa flights.
Mimosa flights? Okay, I didn't realize that. I'm excited about the 168-inch high-def video screen for all the games. So
you can go for the games. I'm going for the eats and the drinks.
All right. Well, something else we should mention. The Advent Health for Children in Central Florida Hospital is one of the first hospitals to kind of get a Disney transformation. So Disney's philanthropic initiative kind of brings comfort to patients who are staying in the hospital, brings a little warmth to families. So there's interactive play spaces. There's a really cool mural we just saw a video of, which is very cool. Magic windows and comfort corridors that kind of bring characters and stories to life there for the kids.
I was lucky enough to be in Houston when we announced the program, and that hospital has already had such a great transformation. So it's incredible to see the work and the looks on the kids' faces. We've seen videos and photos. It's a great thing that Disney does. They have the hospital gowns that have all the different characters in them that just make the kids feel more comfortable, which I think is so important when
Absolutely.
Anyone's in the hospital. I want my own nice gown with Wally or Hey on it.
Totally. Well, more transformations are going to expand there in Orlando very soon.
Well, switching gears, something else great that the company does is D23, the official Disney fan club. And we just announced the cover for our spring 2020 issue. It is Mulan.
Yay!
She looks fierce on the cover. It is an exclusive image, by the way.
Okay.
In the issue, we talk with Nikki Caro, the director, and members of the cast all about adapting this 2,000-year-old story into an epic live-action adventure, which still, of course, pays some great nods to Disney's animated hit as well. Plus, we spoke to Chris Pratt about Onward, and he has some great stories about how...
I love Chris Pratt.
He's got great stories about how he and Tom Holland have this really great brotherly relationship, which I think is really awesome. Scarlett Johansson and Florence Pugh talk about going head-to-head in Black Widow, which I am on the edge of my seat for. I've been
so
waiting
good.
For that movie forever. And... very, very cool. We sat down with the creative team and cast of A Goofy Movie to do an oral history in honor of the film's 25th anniversary. We talked to the creative team behind the new Cirque du Soleil show, Drawn to Life, that's going to be opening at Walt Disney World, and a lot more. The issue is packed and fantastic. And in fact, there's a preview of the Magic Happens parade that's going to be opening.
Oh, sweet.
Very sweet. Very, very sweet. Also very sweet.
Yes.
Turner and Hooch. Disney Plus just announced that they're bringing the 1989 film with Tom Hanks to the small screen with Josh Peck.
That's so cool.
12 one-hour episodes about a U.S. Marshal who inherits a big unruly dog who becomes his crime-fighting partner. So cannot wait to see that when it premieres on Disney Plus.
So many great dogs on Disney Plus, just FYI.
It's true.
It is. So speaking of Disney Plus, they're celebrating Valentine's Day with a new season of Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings, which I'm excited about. We talked about this on the show before. It premieres mm-hmm. on Valentine's Day. They've got an all-new episode of Hidden Camera Stuff, Romantic Fairy Tale Weddings. And if you want to catch up on the first season, that's streaming on Disney Plus as well. Now, here's some other content on Disney Plus, which has a Valentine's Day feel, of course, original content like Forky Asks a Question, What is Love?
What is love?
Sorry. The 2019 live action version of Lady and the Tramp, you can catch up on that.
Very romantic, very romantic. And let's not forget, they're going to have great Valentine's Day themed episodes of The Simpsons, which you can find, like I Love You, Lisa, where Ralph Wiggum has the crush on Lisa. I choo, choo, choo you.
Oh my gosh, I haven't heard that in so long.
Oh, so funny, so funny.
If there's one thing to do on Valentine's Day, it's just like marathon The Simpsons Valentine's Day episodes.
I mean, I'm sure like I could do that. I don't know how your husband's going to feel about that. But
we'll see. We'll find out on Friday.
Well, we are so excited to have with us today the star of Zombies 2. Zombies 1, huge hit. Zombies 2 coming to Disney Channel
Yay,
this Valentine's
hooray.
Day. Yay. Meg Donnelly.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
This feels so normal for me because I see you at Disney so much.
And we do this all the time.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. Well, let's start by just kind of getting your story and your background. I know
okay.
you're from New York, but
yes.
tell us sort of how you got involved in acting, singing, dancing.
So I grew up in New York City, Manhattan, Hell's Kitchen. Really narrowed it down.
Good restaurants.
I loved it. Seriously, yeah. We tried to do sports and I failed terribly. I was terrible. So I was like, gotta find something else to do after school just to like keep me going. And theater is so prevalent in New York and it's such a huge deal that I was like, I love seeing shows with my parents. Like, why don't I just try it out for fun? I also did gymnastics too and I loved it. But then it got to the point where I was doing it like 3 times a week and they're like, okay, no, like you train for the Olympics. I'm like, I'm 5. Like, I'm good. So I was like, I love it. So I kept doing it for fun. But then theater kind of just took over my whole life. I couldn't see myself doing anything else. And I loved being on stage and performing. And it was just so much fun. It's really funny because I have trouble speaking in front of people, but like being on stage, I love it. So it's like a really weird dynamic. But and then when I was 11, I just started doing it like kind of professionally. A person came to one of my shows and was like, "Hey, you want to sign your daughter?" My parents were like, "What's that?" And we're like, "Sign what?" And we're like, "All right." And then I kind of just started auditioning for musicals, and then it turned into TV, and then just kind of kept escalating. And like, I've just been doing it for fun. Wow. So it's insane. It's really crazy.
It's good that it's still fun. Like,
oh yeah, mm-hmm. And it's a lot of hard work, but it's so much fun. And like, if it wasn't fun, then I wouldn't be doing it.
Were you surprised by the incredible reaction from first Zombies film?
Yes. Well, we always knew it was something special because I think just the message and the way it was shot and the costumes and the cinematography, like it was just so different from anything that like we've seen growing up. So we knew it was going to be something special, but we didn't really know what we were doing at the same time. Especially Milo and I, we were so new to it. And like, we're just theater kids who love doing it. And it was just something we loved doing. And everyone in the cast and the crew is so like close, and like, we're like a family. And like, it was just fun. And we're like, even if nothing happens with it, like we just had like, now we're like lifelong friends and we had the best time. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, just we're just like, what? How did this just happen? And it's crazy. Especially since we grew up on like DCOMs and the fact that like we were in one, it's just so surreal. So we were very shocked. Yeah. Yeah.
So can you set up Zombies 2 for us?
Ooh, okay. Well, things at Seabrook are just like they left off. Addison still has white hair. Zed's still a zombie, and they're just like coexisting. Everyone's living peacefully. Things are happening for zombies and humans. They're just getting along. And the prom is coming up, which is like Seabrook themed prom. And so they're getting ready for that. And Zed like really wants to ask Addison out. Like, blah, blah. And then werewolves come into the equation, which is really crazy.
Uh-oh.
And they're basically looking for their moonstone. And I'm not going to say what that is. They're just looking for a moonstone. And they feel like Addison is the key. That's all I'm going to say.
Of course, I am intrigued. Right? I know. I'm so excited about this.
Music and mayhem and dancing ensue.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so excited for people to hear the songs. Like, they're definitely bigger and better than the first. So I'm really excited. And even catchier, if you can believe it.
Ooh. I can't believe that for some reason. I don't know why. Like, maybe just listening to your album, maybe that's why. Tell me anything funny that happened on set while you guys were filming. Do you have any embarrassing stories or fun moments?
Honestly, anytime Trevor was on set, it's just a funny moment. Like Trevor, who plays Bucky, Trevor Torjman, he is the funniest person I know. I would do scenes with him and I would start crying because I was trying to hold in laughter so much because he just improvs and it's the funniest thing in the entire world. Oh, a really funny moment is when in the opening number we got this when everyone's falling into the mud and we got to watch them do it. And then they had to sit there all day in the mud because the last scene they have to be in mud too. So we were just watching them just like go, like waddle around like on the grass all day because it was like sticking together. It was really funny.
How did you manage to not get stuck in the mud?
Because I was on the Z team, so they're the winning team. So we zipline over the mud pit. And when I read the script, I was like, yes, I have to go in the mud. But yeah, it was really funny to watch.
What has been your craziest fan encounter?
Ooh, there's been some crazy ones. Like when we went to Disneyland at FanFest, there was this one girl who actually like fell backwards into her mom's arms. Like, you know, like the typical like, yeah. So that was pretty crazy. I think the craziest moment when I realized like, whoa, like I need to pinch myself was when like Zombies first came out and Milo and I did like a CD signing at Barnes & Noble. And we thought there was going to be like 20 kids maybe. And there was just like hundreds who were all singing along to the song. And it only had been out for like a month. And we were like, the power of Disney, man. It's crazy.
It is.
And aww. I think that was the moment when Milo and I were like, wow, like we really did something special. So I think that's the craziest one.
Wow.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, a lot of your fans know you from Zombies, but you are Taylor on American Housewife,
yes,
which is a great, great ABC show. Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, want to know, who do you relate to more, Taylor or Addison?
Ooh, I want to say Addison because she's the best. Taylor is just so relatable. She's kind of like I don't want to say the bad parts, but the more human parts of being a teenage girl. Addison's kind of like the prime example of just a really good role model. And she's like, you know, a hero in that kind of sense. And I think she's really someone to look up to. And I've definitely learned a lot from playing her. And I think we have stuff in common about like learning where people are from and getting to know people, because I just like love people and getting to know them. But then also with like my parents and, you know, dealing with like high school and stuff, like I definitely feel like I was a lot more like Taylor.
Just being she gets like, some of the best lines.
Yeah, yeah. Just in that sense, because she's just a very relatable teenager. I feel like every teenage girl can relate to her. So, yeah.
So you were a part of One Day at Disney in Candace's story.
Yes.
Yay, what's so it cool. like to be immortalized in such a massive Disney project?
I have no idea. That's good. It's insane. Just because Disney is just so vast and so powerful and wonderful for just like the world. Like, I feel like everyone just loves Disney no matter what. Just to be in the book with Candace, that's insane. Like, that's crazy.
It is crazy to think we're just there forever. Yeah. For any fans to look, a little boop. Look at today or, like, in 100 years.
Like,
we're still there.
I think that's really, it's really incredible. I'm thankful.
Yeah, I'm glad you did it with me.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, it had anytime. To be somebody that I know well.
Yeah.
For me to smile that long in a photo shoot.
Well, and it was so funny because Candace was saying, you know, when the photo shoot happened, there's no perspective on what that's going to ultimately look like. Mm-hmm. So to actually then see the book, and Candace will soon be on the series as well on Disney Plus. Cool. But I think for you, it was completely different than what you expected.
I cried when I held the book and opened it and smelled it. It just like was, it was a very crazy, surreal moment.
No, it's insane. Like, that's really cool.
It is really cool. You know what also, hey, you too. You know what also is really cool? Obviously, you put out your album, Trust, here a couple months ago. Oh, you're going on tour soon. Where are you at in the process of getting the tour ready? What can fans expect?
We've just been, like, in rehearsals and practicing and, like, getting set lists done and tickets. And it's been crazy, but so much fun. I guess it's just going to be, like, a big dance party. At least that's what I want. Fun. It's just for everyone to have fun, yeah.
Sherry's a dancer, so that's perfect.
Hey,
for that's
so cute.
I will be there dancing in the crowd.
That's so cool. How long have you been dancing for?
Oh, since I was three.
Three?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's just
cool.
For fun.
That's so cool. No, that's so sick. I'm really excited. And I can't wait to, like, meet everybody. And just I just hope that everyone has a good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song on the, or one that's particularly close to you?
Every day, like, it changes, I feel like. Let me think. I really like Just Like You featuring Coda, because it's just very different from every different song on the album. It's just like kind of gives that like 90s like R&B feel, and like I'm really inspired by that, like since I've been growing up, like that's really that I was playing in my house, that and Grateful Dead and Neil Young. But I like really love that type of music and just like the soulful like jazzy chords, so it's kind of poppy, but then it just has that twist of like, hey, you know. So I really like that one. Currently, right now, every day it changes.
Love it.
There you go. Well, you've been a part of the Disney family for a while now, so we have some Disney favorites for you to think about. So I'll start. Nice. We'll go around. Favorite Disney character?
Ooh, favorite Disney character. I think Mushu. We were just talking about it.
Okay.
I love Mushu.
What is it you love about him?
He's just so funny, and every time he comes on screen, like you just can't help but laugh. And yeah, he's just great. He's a nice little sidekick. I also like the little cricket guy, too.
Creaky. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's great, too. Mulan's a great movie. Mm-hmm. Mushu, for sure.
Good one.
Favorite Disney movie?
Oh, I'm trying to think.
It could be a DCOM, too, since you're in a DCOM.
That's true. I mean, High School Musical is like...
classic.
Color of Friendship. Remember that one?
I don't know that.
Yeah,
I
remember that.
Yeah, it was like a DCOM. It's not a musical or anything, but it was like this one family from Africa stays at.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really crazy. That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
I like every princess movie. Like Princess and the Frog is really good. But growing up, I loved Little Mermaid because I really wanted to be a mermaid. So I'd say, and Beauty and the Beast too. Yeah.
It was really good. You're a singer. Favorite Disney song?
Like Part of Your World's really good.
Mm-hmm. I would like to hear you sing that one, actually, someday.
Thanks.
Yeah. Your voice suits that song.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Be Our Guest, I think, is one of my favorites. That's a really good one, too.
Soon to be on High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Season two.
Did you see that they
Josh
announced?
Josh just told me that. I'm so excited.
So cool.
I love that that's how you get the news.
Like, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's great.
How about favorite attraction when you go down to the parks?
I think my favorite attraction at Hollywood Studios is Rock and Roller Coaster.
Ooh, love it. Yeah. Aerosmith.
That one's so fun.
I could go on it forever.
Same.
And the new Star Wars ride is really good too.
Ooh, Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, I'm a really bad pilot. But
Millennium Falcon.
Oh, Smuggler's Run.
Oh, that's a new one. Yeah, sorry. I forgot that there is a new one.
Yeah.
I haven't gone on it yet.
You have.
Is it really good?
It's amazing. Yeah.
What is like the...
Candace will take you.
Incredible. Like the, I'll totally take you.
Is it like the kind of the same thing, or is it like a roller coaster? No.
I don't know how to describe it. I once described it as everything but a water ride. Yeah. It's like a little bit of every kind of ride that you can imagine. Yeah.
It's insane. Wow. And it's the whole thing takes you like 20 minutes. Maybe longer.
It's like an experience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And that's so cool.
You are in a movie. You are in a Star Wars movie.
No way.
Yeah.
I love Star Wars, so that's going to be really cool.
Oh, you got to check it out.
Cool. Well,
since you have been to our theme parks a lot, I'm going to throw in this one.
Yeah.
Favorite Disney theme park snack?
Yes. Great.
Ooh. Oh, I always get a pickle.
Ooh, yeah. You do the pickle.
I do. Good. I get a pickle every time. It's my mom and I's tradition. Like, ever. Because when I grew up in New York, so I'd always go, like, it'd be like a weekend trip. So in like New York, New Jersey, there's like a weekend in school where you have a week off. It's like teacher conference week. So you're like off school for a couple of days. So like Thursday to Sunday, we'd go down during November. We'd go to Walt Disney World like every year, maybe twice a year sometimes. And so my mom and I, it was always a tradition to get our pickle. I love going to the parks, especially Disney World. Because I'm just like, every time I go there, it's just very nostalgic. Like, it reminds me of like being a child or like growing up. Because I kind of grew up there in a way.
Yeah.
Because I went there like every year.
Yeah. Well, Meg, we end every interview by asking our guest, what is your favorite Disney memory?
I think my favorite memory is when I was like 4 or 5 and I played the drums in Animal Kingdom with King Louie, like right by the Tree of Life. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Totally.
Like
those drums. Totally.
And like I spent like an hour or so just like going at it at the drums, and it was really fun. And I have all these pictures of me like just like having the best time. And like King Louie was always my favorite from then on, because I'm like, he played the drums with me.
Aww, so yeah, cute.
Yeah,
right there between Africa and Asia and the pathway there.
Yeah,
I've played the drums there before.
No way.
I have.
Every time I pass it, I'm like, oh.
Well, thank you so much, Meg. We're so excited about Zombies 2 on Disney Channel on Valentine's Day.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Thank you for being here.
Grab your loved one. Watch it. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks again for listening to D23 Inside Disney. Don't forget to like and share this episode wherever you listen or subscribe. And if you want to chat with us, hashtag D23 Inside Disney.
And for all the latest Disney info, be sure to check out D23.com.
And we'll be back next week with more Disney news and a fantastic guest.
And Sherry.
Of course, on an all new episode of D23
Inside Disney.